Well, let's turn our attention now to what's been happening in Mozambique, in Zimbabwe, to Malawi, as rescuers, they really race to help the survivors of that cyclone. The UN World Food Programme is now saying that they're mobilizing aid for 600,000 people, saying that the world really doesn't grasp the scale of this disaster. Someone who certainly does understand, who's on the ground, is Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, the chairperson and founder of Gift of the Givers. Imtiaz, thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure, Rani.
Where are you? Where are the teams right now?
Teams are in, well, in Malawi. We've got a team there that has been there from the first day. There hasn't really been a team we sent in because I have an office in Malawi and I have staff and I have teams in Malawi. So they've been busy since the 6th of March. Fortunately, that one is coming, it's settling down. The water levels have come down. People have been assisted in terms of acute relief. They've been saved, you know, from the water. It's now rebuilding and agricultural supplementation because crops have been destroyed. So mm-hmm. they need fertilizer, they need seeds, they need implements. But Malawi is, in terms of life threatening, it's settled. It's fine. There's no problem. The biggest danger right now is Mozambique. And I mean, I spoke on the show yesterday. Mm. There's just water everywhere. There's thousands of people trapped in water just outside the city, but you can't reach them. The roads, there's no roads. You can't travel by car. It needs helicopters and it needs boats. The problem with this is because there was no communication, because the damage was so bad, because the airport was affected and the roads were affected. The first helicopters only came yesterday. Those were the SANDF helicopters that arrived yesterday. They got to work immediately, and thus far they pulled out 169 people. Mm. My medical team saw them, although we didn't treat them, we just had to look at them. They were emaciated, dehydrated, had diarrhea, had stomach issues, you know, and they had wounds all over, and they were really sort of messed up because, I mean, from last week, Thursday till now, they've been waiting on roofs and in trees to be saved. And there's thousands of them just nearby. Beyond the nearby, we don't know how many people are trapped. If you fly with a helicopter, you just see submerged houses. You know, all over. You just see this down in the water everywhere. And they haven't gone further out because the aim right now is to try to get those closer. But also in areas where there's clusters of people, they have to do food drops. They have to drop food and water because people haven't eaten since last Thursday. So now with two helicopters to save so many people and to drop off food, it's a virtual impossibility. How long is that going to take? I then spoke to the Minister of Defense last night, and I spoke to her this morning again, and she promised to make 5 more helicopters available to send them across, so there will be 7 helicopters. We're also trying privately to get more helicopters. The more helicopters, the faster we can get. But some of the prices are really, really outrageous. So we're trying to get people who are more sensible in terms of the pricing. To augment helicopters, we know we send boats, and we send them by road transport to Valanchilos. And we thought from there, we'll try the road, but 4x4s to get to Beira. Our team has only got to Valanchilos late yesterday afternoon, and they still carried on. They sent a front, you know, advanced team to go and check the road out, and another team went this morning hoping to do a little better. They managed to go 120 kilometers. It doesn't help. We are 450 kilometers away from Beira. That road is completely wiped out. There's no way you can do it. So we needed another plan. I called the Minister of Defense again, and tomorrow morning they're sending a cargo plane to Valanchilos to pick up all our boats, to pick up our staff. In the afternoon, they sent a plane from Beira to pick up 6 of my team members and some of the equipment so they can augment the 8 of my team that's there in the airport already. And tomorrow morning, this cargo plane will come, pick up the balance, all the boats, the balance of the team, and we'll have a team of 40 in Beira, and then throw the boats and the helicopters into the water and save as many as we can.
In terms, I mean, what you're describing really backs up the death toll at the moment at 300. And obviously everyone's saying we're only really going to see the scale of the damage once those waters do subside. And that's what you are seeing right now. I remember when it just happened, the descriptions of people's bodies down, flowing down rivers, that the enormous devastation, the loss of life, And that's what you're seeing.
Melanie, I think the death toll is going to be far more than, you know, the president said 1,000. I think it's going to be far more than that. Mm. Because this water caught them so unsurprised. You know, they thought they went on high ground. But my hydrologist said, when this water comes, it's going to come in a force not known to men. He said the sea surge is going to be a major problem. The water, the cyclone is going to drop on the town and in the rivers, it's just going to be horrendous. And it was exactly like that. People in Beira were stunned. They didn't expect so much water. I mean, 90% of the town is damaged. The airport, you should see the airport. They said the airport is messed up. The harbor is messed up. The hospitals are messed up. What's frightening, if this water could destroy concrete buildings and break the walls off and the roof and, you know, and the ceilings, what did it do to mud houses? What did it do to corrugated sheeting in people who are not living in higher land where the normal infrastructure is of, you know, fairly well-off people? But you go slightly lower down where people are not so well off and live in ordinary houses and the water level is so high. That's one problem. Secondly, the large dam burst in the area. So there's more. That's the second problem with so much water coming. And the third problem.
We seem to have lost empty.
The dam in Manicaland are gone. It's gone right to the top. The Zimbabwe government has to take a decision. In the next roughly 24 hours, if the water level doesn't stop and the rain doesn't stop and the dam continues getting full, they're going to open the sluice gates. And that water is going to come into Beira, exactly where those other people are trapped in the trees and the water and in the houses.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, we're going to stay in contact with you throughout the week to get updates on exactly what is happening there, as we're not even mopping up. The damage is still there. People are still clinging onto the sides of buildings. If you watch on social media, you'll see some harrowing images. So we'll stay on top of that story.